Hallelujah. Amen. You know He cares for you tonight? Amen. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know that He cares for you and where you're at tonight. Amen. Amen. Every situation. Amen. He cares and He can do something about it. Amen. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Amen. We should know Him that way tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, musicians. Amen. Glad to be in the house of God tonight. Amen. Amen. Good to be here on a Sunday night service. You know, we're not supposed to have favorites, but it's my favorite of the week. Amen. You know, because we kind of just get all the funny feelings out in the morning and kind of, you know, work through our flesh a little bit and get under the anointing a little bit. The day is set aside. Amen. Sunday is the Lord's day, amen. And so we just give the day to Him, and then we can come in the evening time, and we can really make some headway, amen. We can really enter in tonight, amen. Do you believe that? Amen. We don't have to leave the way we came in tonight, amen. We have too much available to us, amen. We've been given too much. Amen. To just leave it on the table tonight. Amen. So let's just take what we need tonight from Him. Amen. Can we do that tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Amen. And that recompense of reward is wages. What you earn. Amen. It's what your actions produce. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray tonight that You would just bless Your word, O God. Lord, that You would come and minister to us, Lord, in a powerful way tonight, O God. We don't want this, Lord, to just be a religious duty tonight, but we want to really enter in, O God, and we want to meet with You, Lord, and we know that when we meet with You, we're changed, Lord. We're not the same, Lord. Lord, we need the fire of the Holy Ghost in our lives, Lord. Lord, this is a lukewarm age. It's a backslidden time, but Lord, Your people, the true church is not lukewarm. The true church is on fire and hot and white hot to live for a living God. And Lord, may we be that tonight, O God. May we manifest that portion of the word, O God. May we be that people tonight. Amen. Lord, on fire for You, Lord. Not allowing the trappings of this world to ensnare us, Lord. Not allowing the Laodicean age, O God, to hinder us and to slow us down. But Lord, walking in faith and in power tonight. O God, I pray that You would just break chains of the enemy tonight, Lord. Lord, break bondage, Lord. Lord, weariness, O God, and indifference, Lord, may you shake us, O God. We know that your time is coming soon, Lord. We need to be ready, O God. We need to be living as close to you as we can, Lord, for the things that are coming, the time that's coming shortly, Lord. We need more faith and more victory in our lives. Lord, to be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy, to be able to battle and win this victory, Lord. I pray tonight, oh God, that you would just bring a stirring among your people, Lord. Oh God, that we wouldn't be content. We wouldn't be satisfied with just a halfway believing church service, Lord. But Lord, that we would press in to the high calling tonight. Amen. Lord, that we would touch the throne of God. Lord, that we would press through the crowd, as it were, and touch the hem of your garment tonight. Lord, that we would meet with you, Lord. For it's in our hands, whatever we decide. Lord, you've placed that in our hands tonight. We can press through and reach and touch a hold of Christ tonight. Or we can sit back with indifference like a Pharisee. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord, not to be a lukewarm religious people. Father, I pray that your word would just stir us up tonight, Lord, and that it would bring and raise faith in the building tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. This morning we talked about the rewards of faith, and we want to continue that tonight. Speaking about the rewards of faith, this morning we kind of focused on those in the future. Amen. But tonight we want to talk about the here and now. Amen. Not just our inheritance that is to come, but rewards of faith right now, today. Amen. And I just wanted, before I go any further, just wanted to thank those that sang the specials. Amen. How many appreciated that? I didn't mention it. I meant to mention it this morning, but the special our brother sung was just so perfectly with the message. Amen. And just right in line. And then tonight you'll see that it is the same. Amen. But Bethsaida was just little not long ago. What happened? Right, Sister Jeanette? Well, how did that happen so fast? Amen. But we certainly appreciate that. Just did a wonderful job. Amen. 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 So we want to talk about the rewards of our faith. Amen. And you know, we can't help but talk about the rewards of our faith without talking about the opposite is true as well. So we will definitely, Lord willing, get into that a little bit tonight. But we were looking at our inheritance, and our inheritance is not just for after the rapture. Amen. It's not for just after Christ comes or after we pass on and on earth is done. Certainly we will receive a reward at that time, right? There is an inheritance to be gained in the world to come. But what about right now? Amen. We're taking possession of something right now, and there are rewards of faith in our lives right now in this life. Amen. There's benefits that we can receive by walking in agreement with the Word of God, by walking in obedience to the Word of God. Amen. By not stepping beyond the bounds of the Word of God and not stepping out on our own, but walking with Him and walking in the light as He is in the light. There's great benefits to that. Amen. And there's problems if we don't. Amen. Is that right? So Moses, in our scripture, our text here tonight, Moses had everything in the world. He, Egypt doesn't seem like much now, right? But in that time, it was one of the greatest nations on earth, most powerful armies and greatest riches. And they were at the pinnacle. Amen. They If there was a place you wanted to be, it was where Moses was, in the court of Pharaoh, in the most powerful nation on earth. If at that time you could, you know, people would dream about being there, right? You know, if I could just be in Pharaoh's house. He wasn't even the Pharaoh. He didn't even have to make the decisions. He just got all the benefits from it, right? He had everything in the natural that a person could want. He had rank. He had wealth. He had position. He had he was the envy of people all over. Amen? But what happened was faith began to be activated in Moses. Amen? And as a predestinated seed, when faith began to come alive in him and God began to stir up what was in him. Amen. His eyes begin to come open and he began to see those things that he had through different eyes. He began to see them no longer as just a person in the world would see them, where he had everything that a person would want. Amen. He would have that fame and fortune that so many people would seek after. But faith began to call on him. Amen. And perhaps he never really fit in the first place, being a Hebrew by birth. Right? He knew that maybe he never was quite settled in that place. But he began to see those things as they really were, which is temporary pleasures. Amen? And that's what it says in that scripture. It says, rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen? So Moses' eyes began to open, and on one side he sees the elegance of the world. He sees Egypt and all the greatness and the wealth and the knowledge and all the things that Egypt had to offer. And on the other side, he sees slaves wallowing in mud, beaten by their taskmasters. No future, seemingly. Amen? If you were to pick one direction in the natural, which way would you go? But yet those slaves had a promise. They had a word concerning them. They didn't look like much to the natural eye, but faith eyes look at a promise. They don't look at the circumstances. And as faith began to grow in Moses, he began to see those people, those slaves down there in the mud with no future. He began to see the promise of God. Amen. He began to see that that's where God was moving. That's where God's plan was. Amen. And faith compelled him not to look upon the things of the world, but to move where God's plan was, even though it made no sense at all. I mean, it was really foolish in the world's thinking, if you think about it. Foolish. He gave up all his future. He gave up all his 401ks and his IRAs and his six-figure salary and went with slaves. Amen? But it says that he esteemed the reproach of Christ. Right? It wasn't that he esteemed the glory and the greatness of serving God. He esteemed the reproach. The suffering that came with serving God. Greater. Amen? You talk about, you know, that's why, brother, sister, there's no room for wishy-washy Christians. Amen. Excuse me if that sounds hard. But this isn't a walk for the faint of heart. Amen. He had to walk into reproach. He had to be identified with nobodies, with no reputation, that people looked down upon, that were slaves, the lowest of the low. And he esteemed that greater than the treasures of Egypt. Amen? Rather than indulge in the pleasures of sin for a season, he saw through faith eyes. He saw the long-term vision. Amen? That he knew, and his faith told him, amen, that God's word was true. That God's word was going to do something. That God was going to move in a way that there would be a great reward at the end. Recompense of the reward, payment or wages. His faith told him that the wages of staying in Egypt was death. But the wages of going with the defiled, the dirty, the slaves of the world. Amen? But walking in God's will. That was wages worth giving up everything for. Amen. We know. We understand what Moses learned. Amen? We can say the worst times as a believer. The worst times as a believer is better than the best times as an unbeliever. Amen. To be with God and be enslaved is better than to be without God and have all the riches of the world. Amen. We often say, you know, if he doesn't do another thing for me, right? He's done enough, right? We've often said that. And that's true, brother, sister. You think about, even take, in the denominational realms, you take a Baptist doctrine, right? A Baptist, just a straight Baptist, but that believes salvation through the blood of Christ. Amen? They believe that. They don't believe anything supernatural, nothing beyond that. Just when I die, I'm going to heaven. Well, that's better than anything the world has to offer. Just that alone. Amen? Amen? But brother, sister, there's so much more. Amen. There's so much more. There are rewards to living our life by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. A rewarder. Amen. There are rewards. Amen. There are benefits. Amen. This morning we talked about character. We talked about the riches of the character of Christ and how our character is being developed. Is that right? But you know that your character is not just built automatically by tough times. I hope we don't get that in our minds. Hardships doesn't make character. Oh, kind of got quiet there. Yeah. Hardships doesn't make character. Otherwise, the grumpy guy down, you know, the homeless guy, he would be full of the character of Christ. Right? The person that goes through the hardest things. It would be a race to the bottom. Who can go through the hardest things? That's not what builds character. That's why there are so many grumpy people. Amen? Amen. Grouchy. I've worked with some of them. Grouchy, self-centered. Amen? And yes, they have legitimate... They go through legitimate trials, hard times. Right? But a worldly person that goes through a tough time, amen, how they react to it is really based on their natural disposition, right? We've probably all met people that have normal, their disposition is a sunny disposition, right? And they're optimistic. They go through a hard time and they're optimistic about it. Why? Because that's just their natural disposition. And somebody else goes through the same thing and their disposition is to be a grouch. And they're grouchy. And they make everybody else miserable. Right? But that's just the flesh. And some people are sunny and some people are dark in their flesh, right? Going through those things does not bring the character of Christ if they are just reacting in their flesh. Amen? But a Christian that goes through the tough times, a Christian that goes through trials and testing, what comes out is based on how much they surrender to Christ. Because you have a flesh too, and you have either naturally sunny disposition flesh, or you have naturally grouchy disposition flesh. Right? And so you might look at somebody who's going through a trial and they're kind of optimistic, and you think, man, they must be really spiritual. No, maybe they're just an optimist. I know plenty of them too. And you like to be around them. But that's not what we're talking about. Amen? What we're talking about is the character of Christ. Amen. And when you go through a trial, and, you know, these can be small things, they can be little everyday things, how you react to situations, how you react to brothers and sisters or react to other people. Amen? And how we react to things is a percentage Christ and a percentage flesh. Right? We put down our halos, right, for a moment, and we're just family here, right? Sometimes we react in the flesh. Yeah. Amen? Amen. But the more we surrender to Christ, the more we surrender to the Word, the more our reaction should be Christ. Amen. Right? And so, as we begin to surrender and put our flesh under ourselves and get ourselves surrendered to the Word of God, the more the character of Christ becomes on display. Amen? Amen? And that's what perfects our character. So he says here in the unity of God and the one church, he says, that's right, friends. He says, riches is not measured out by dollars. Riches is not measured out by big names and popularity. Riches is when the kingdom of God has come into the human heart. Changed his emotions. And made him a new creature in Christ Jesus and give him eternal life. That's the richest thing on earth. He says, let us pray. And while our head is bowed, are you poor tonight in this world's goods? You don't even know how you're going to pay the coal bill or the oil bill or wherever more. You may be that way. I hope you're not. But if it's so that you are that way, you can leave this building tonight the happiest poor man there is on earth. Wait a minute. I thought he was going to say you can leave here with... You can pray and have coal and oil and whatever, you know, whatever they need. Right? But how about being the happiest poor man? He says, you can leave here tonight with riches that no money can ever buy. You can unite your heart with Christ Jesus. And he can come into your soul and take the control room. And no matter what comes or goes, you'll be happy the rest of your days. Amen. Can we be happy tonight? Amen. Amen. We can be happy tonight. Amen. And no matter what comes or goes, he says, if you unite your heart with Christ Jesus, you'll be happy the rest of your days. Amen. And then in Jesus keeps all his appointments. He says, what if a Pharisee could hear that altar call tonight sitting back there? What would he do? Come home, come home. He send his day away. Will you do the same thing? What if that courier boy could stand before him again? What would be the first thing? So he's talking about that time when the messenger came to get Jesus, and Brother Branham dramatizes that, remember? And he's standing before Jesus and he missed his opportunity, right? He says, what would he do if he could stand before him again? And he's making a call here. He says, earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, O sinner, come home, come home. ye who are weary, do these signs worry you in the earth today, knowing? Or have you passed that place? Is there still a tender spot in there? If there is, come. Let him come in and take it over right there, and he'll make you a new creature. And you'll go away from here the happiest person you ever was. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Amen? Calling, oh sinner, come home. Surrendering to Christ brings him on the scene when we're squeezed by trials. Amen? Even after we are born again, we become new creatures in Christ. Amen? We're squeezed by trials. And we squeeze out the flesh. Amen? And we bring him on the scene. And we manifest either Christ or our flesh. But a surrendered heart manifests the life of Christ, which is peace and joy and happiness. And it has nothing to do with your circumstances. Poor, rich, doesn't matter. Amen? These are some of the rewards of faith where we completely, not completely because we still feel them in our flesh, but there's an overcoming power. Amen? That overrides all of that. Amen? Where we're never alone. He's always with us. He never leaves us. Amen? We mentioned that this morning, that constant fellowship with him. And when we pass over and we go to receive our final inheritance, that's what we were speaking about this morning, where we'll never leave his side, his bride that will be with him for eternity. Amen? Where we'll rule and reign with him forever and there'll be no separation. Amen? But brother, sister, he's with us now. Amen? We can have a closeness of fellowship with him right now. But what happens, the Bible says we can grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen? We can grieve the Holy Spirit. Our obedience affects that fellowship. Amen? But if we're walking in faith, we don't grieve the Spirit. If we're walking in faith, the benefit of it is that we have His presence and His fellowship with us. And it affects us and influences us. And it strengthens us. And it lifts us up. But when we're disobedient, even in the small things, and we grieve the Spirit, it becomes harder. It becomes a battle. We bring battles on that we shouldn't have to fight sometimes because we leave something undone or we grieve the Spirit of God. Amen. There's a reward for doing the right things. Amen. That we don't grieve the Spirit and then we can enjoy His presence. Amen. But brother, sister, even when we do, and if we falter, He promised never to leave us or forsake us. Amen. Amen? We just have to repent and we have to fight that battle. We have to fight through it. Amen. But oh, wouldn't it be better not to have to fight that battle? Amen? That wouldn't it be better not to have that negative impact of grieving the Spirit of God? The benefits of faith are peace. Amen. Peace in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit brings us peace. Amen. I know tonight that this is simple. All right. I know that. But this is life. This is just real life. Amen. Amen. And this is power. We can get victory in this. Amen? Amen. There's so many things that we bring on ourselves. And victories that we're missing out on. Because We fail to walk in faith sometimes. Amen. We fail to walk in obedience. This is what Brother Doug's been preaching about. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Small things like when you're in service, just letting the word penetrate. Amen. Just opening up and not tuning out and not just plugging in. Amen. Prayerfully seeking God before service, after service. There's benefits to that. Amen. You will gain, you will reap the benefits of doing those little things. Small sacrifices of faith. Amen. There is a recompense for that reward. Amen. And yes, even as we continue to pound on it and pound on it and pound on it, coming to service. Amen. There used to be a time when our Wednesday night services, no one missed Wednesday night. It was we had more people on a Wednesday than a Sunday. And everybody came and they were anticipating and looking to God. Amen. It pains me to see that believers that were once on fire in this fellowship have just cooled off a little. Amen. Maybe they don't even realize it. But they just allowed those little things to go undone or they do or whatever. Amen. There's benefits to doing those small things. Amen. And what happens is leaving them undone hurts you over time. It isn't all at once. You don't cool off all at once. It's by degrees, a little at a time. Amen. We got to stay on fire in Laodicea. We have to press into it. We have promises in this life. Amen. And we have to press into them. We can't live in a lukewarm condition and expect to overcome in this age. That's not what is promised for the lukewarm. Amen. They're not promised to overcome in this age. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Walking after the Spirit. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." We are no longer under the law of sin and death. But we won't realize the benefits of walking under the law of life unless we're walking in the Spirit. Amen? You walk in the flesh, you won't have the benefits of being free from the law of sin and death. And then also in the Sardesian church age, he says, "Now I am sure that you have noticed that those whose names were in the book of life were part of a religious order of that day that centered around the true God and worship of Him, though they did not worship according to the truth of the word. Like Judas, they didn't go all the way." Halfway believers, right? "See how Judas was chosen of God. He was instructed in the truth. He shared knowledge of the mysteries. He had a ministry of power granted unto him. He healed the sick and cast out devils in Jesus' name. He had the best pastor you could ask for. The best church." Amen? He walked with the word of his day. But he didn't go all the way. When the showdown came, he sold out for gold and political power. He did not go up to Pentecost to receive the Spirit of God. He was devoid of the Spirit. Make no mistake about it, a person that is truly baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, receiving the fullness of the Spirit, will be in the Word all the way. Amen. That is the evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Judas failed. Multitudes fail right there. When they fail to go on in that Word, their names are taken off the book of life. Now notice, he says go all the way in the Word. That wasn't doctrines. That wasn't mysteries, because it says he was instructed in the truth. He shared knowledge of the mysteries. He had a ministry of power. But what is it? It is obedience to the Word. It is crucifying the flesh daily and walking in the Word. Is that right? Walking in it daily, surrendering to it in every aspect of our lives and making it live. That's what walk being in the Word all the way. He didn't go up to Pentecost and receive that life. But if you walk in obedience to the Word, that's what you'll do. And then after that, you'll continue to do it and continue to do it. Amen? You'll continue to walk in that Word every day. And you'll reap the benefits of it too. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, brother, sister, this is positive tonight. Amen? There are benefits to those that walk in the light of the Word, that walk in the life of the Spirit. Amen? Making it live. Amen. We can take a hold of that tonight. Listening to your flesh won't get you anywhere. Amen? Listening to the Word will get you everything. Amen. Amen. Listening to symptoms will make you worried. But listening to the Word will get you healed. Amen. 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 You know, listening to the news will get you depressed. But listening to the Word will get you excited. Amen. And you'll say, I'm too blessed to be depressed. Amen. 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 Listening to gossip will make you divided. But listening to the Word will make you united. Amen. In one accord. Faith binding together. Amen. And when two or more agree and their faith unites together. Amen. All hell has to give way. Amen. Amen. God will move heaven to move on the prayers of united people. Amen. The rewards of this faith are unity and power and strength that comes with that unity. Amen. This is from the message, A Thinking Man's Filter. He says, and as the days grow closer and closer, the narrowing of the path, we want to grow closer together. We must just be one. One body. We must move together, forgetting one another's sins and our differences. Just sticking closer and closer and closer as we see that day approaching. Assembling ourselves together, all with one accord and one heart. And if a brother or sister gets out of the way in any way, don't do nothing but pray for that person. And in love, always considering one another. Don't never let one of you get away. Stay together. And if you can, add more to it constantly all the time. Amen. This unity of faith is a hallmark of the end time church. She will be united with him and united together. Amen. And the more that she unites with him and they unite together through him, the more they squeeze sin out. Amen. That, as we've heard many times, is the return of the days of Ananias and Sapphira, where sin cannot enter the door. Because that unity of faith squeezes sin out. Yeah. Amen. And it helps the weaker among us. It lifts them up. It actually takes those that are going through things and maybe they're weak in their faith, and it helps them to lay a hold of the promises. Amen. The body begins to lift them up and strengthen them. It brings everyone higher. It elevates our faith as a body when we have unity. Our faith can rise to new heights. Amen. When we are united by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Wherefore, henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more." We don't know each other after the flesh. We know each other after the Spirit. Verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new." Amen. Remember when, if you've received the baptism of the Spirit, you know what I'm talking about. When you got born again, everything looked new. The whole world just seemed shiny and new, and everything was different. Amen? Amen. Anybody have that testimony tonight? I hear like two amens. When you got born again, the world didn't seem new to you? I know it wasn't. It was still the same dirty, dusty old world. But you were different. You were new. But all things seemed new. Amen? Everything seemed fresh, and anything was possible. Amen? That's how I felt when I got born again. Man, I could see that. The whole Word began, everything in the Word seemed possible. Where before it seemed unattainable and unreachable. Yet now I realized it was mine. And it was there, and He was speaking about me, and the whole world just changed before me. It was all fresh and new. Amen? Brother, sister, we need that. We can't just have that one time. Amen? Some of us, we need that kind of a refreshing in our life. Amen? Amen. Those of you that didn't say amen right away, maybe you need that refreshing tonight. But it's here for you. That's the good thing. Amen? The benefits of faith, we can have those times of refreshing. And it's here for us. It's available tonight. It's up to us. Whether we can decide if we want it or not. We can decide if we just want to continue on and trudging along and, you know, putting one foot in front of another. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you can be refreshed tonight. Amen. You can have that again, that experience. Amen. But it's up to you. Amen. Amen. I just have a few more quotes to read. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Like I said, I know this is simple. I don't have a lot of deep things to preach to you tonight. I just want to encourage you to, amen, to go on with God. Amen. We need to press in. Amen. This is from the future home of the heavenly bridegroom. Amen. Brother, if you could just skip that one. I actually added that one by mistake. Go to the next one there. It's paragraph 189. "You're the same man in stature that you was when God called you, or the same woman. But you see, what it did is it was a regeneration. The old life passed away. The old desire passed away. When you used to like to drink and to cuss and to fuss and to stew and to run around and be immoral, and that thing died, see? But now, then you was Satan's instrument, but now you are redeemed, and that's what the world will be. The same way, redeemed, a new heavens and new earth. Just like you, you are a new creature." And the Greek word there, anybody knows, you are a new creation. Amen. A new creation in the same old temple. Hallelujah. Watch what happens here. It's glorious. Amen. Amen. We look at the world through new eyes because we're a new creation. We're a new creature. He said in another place, new and distinct from the old. Amen. We're no longer Satan's instrument. Amen. We belong to God. Amen. Amen. But sometimes we need a refreshing to remind us of that. Amen. We need that spirit to come and renew that for us. Amen. Remind us, because Satan, his drumbeat is, you belong to me, you're mine, this, 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 you take this, you take this. And you have to remind him, no, I don't. I don't take that. I don't accept your lies. I don't receive that. I don't belong to you. I'm not your instrument, Satan. Amen. And the refreshing of the Spirit will remind you of that. Amen. That you're a new creation, a new creature. Amen. Next quote here, paragraph 443. He says, this old body wrinkling and falling and dwindling over in the shoulders and aching in knees and hoarse in the throat. He says, that's all right. You can bury it in the sea, but the trumpet will wake me. Amen. Yes, sir. We're going to change one of these days. I am part of this world that's redeemed. You're in the world, but nothing of the cosmos. Cosmos means the world order. Right? He says, you're a different order, a redeemed order. We're believers, a redeemed order. We're different than the world. We can't get by feasting on the same things of the world, living like the world. Amen? We are different. We're a people of miracles tonight. We are supernatural, doing exploits. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. We're doing exploits against the kingdom of hell. Amen. We're not bowing down to those demons. Amen. We're not bowing down to depression and things that are trying to oppress us. Things that are trying to take our brothers and sisters. We're not going to stand for it. Amen. Amen. We are going to stand against those spirits. Amen. Amen. We think different. We act different. We live different. We don't bow down to the spirits of the world. We don't fear the spirits of this world. We don't bow to the fear that's on this world. Amen. We're different than that. We're of a different order, a different world, a different kingdom. Amen. We're different creatures. Amen. We're a people of the book, a people of faith. A people of the Word. A people of God. Hallelujah. But we've got to stand up and take our place. Amen. We've got to stand for this Word. Hallelujah. A new creature of faith. Brother, sister, you can never die. You've been born again. You can never die. You're born of a heavenly realm. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's worth being different. Amen. Oh, brother, sister, we've got to stand up to the forces of evil in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. From the message, just one more time, Lord. He says, Satan has no more power. Only as he can bluff with it. All right. You'll have to have it, but legally he has no power at all. Every power he has was taken from him at Calvary. That's where the price was paid. He's nothing but a bluff. If you want to listen to his bluff, well, all right. But you don't have to. He tells you, well, you're depressed. You'll always be depressed. You will listen to that if you want. But you don't have to. You're sick. You'll always be sick. You can listen to it if you want. But you don't have to. Amen. Your children, they're lost, never coming back. You can listen if you want. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to tonight. He says, you don't have to. You're free tonight. He has made you free. Now, something in the Word can make you realize that you are free by His grace, or something, and the Word makes you understand, or some act of God that it has included you, it includes all of us, then you just accept it on those basis, and you're free. Amen. You don't have to feel any different. You don't have to feel anything at all. It's not based on that. Jesus never said, "Did you feel it?" He said, "Did you believe it?" Amen. Amen. This message is not the rewards of our feelings. This message is the rewards of our faith. Amen. Do you believe it? It's our faith. It's an arm, a mighty arm that holds the sharp two-edged sword of God. And that sharp two-edged sword of God will cut every promise free. If that arm of faith is able to yield that sword. Now, some people have very weak muscle trouble and they can maybe just cut off a little scratch, just enough to join church. Others can come into justification. Some can go all the way into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A great strong arm holding this Bible can cut every promise free. That's right. So be strong in the Lord. Faith. Oh, brother, sister, take that sword tonight. Amen? Amen. Some of you have had that sword in your sheath way too long. Amen? You need to get it out and start fighting. Get back in the fight. You see, the enemy, if he can get you sidelined and out of the fight, he's won. But if you ever get into the fight, he can't win.
That's right.
The only way you can lose is by not fighting. Amen. But at some point, every child is going to stand up. Amen. Every child is going to stand up. It's going to take that word. And notice he said, he's talking about all the different types of believers. Right? He said some can just, you know, go into join a church, and some can just go into justification. But then some can go all the way. That's the true children, are the ones that can go all the way into the baptism of the Holy Ghost and hold that word, that Bible, with a strong arm. Every child of God is designed that way. To be strong in the Lord. Amen. To hold that word. Amen. To cut every promise free.
Amen.
Can I read you just one more tonight? Amen. God's covenant with Abraham. You've sung it. No doubt about it. Great old song of the church. Certainly all fear is done gone. Jesus was constantly saying, fear not, I am he that was dead and alive forevermore. Fear not, I am with thee always, even to the end of the world. Fear not, and the Christian keeps sitting there. Oh, I wonder, oh my. He says, turn it loose. Now look, he's dramatizing. He's saying the Christian sits there, what? With fear. Worry. Oh, I wonder. He says, turn that loose. Get all the things away from you. And say, quote, Mr. Satan, you are defeated. Jesus Christ stripped you of every power you had when he died at Calvary, and you're nothing but a bluff. And you can't bluff me, end quote. Amen. Some of you need to say that to him tonight. Amen. You need to do the little quotey thing. And say, look, Mr. Satan. You're defeated. You're nothing but a bluff. And you can't bluff me. Why? Because I'm made out of the stuff that don't bluff. So that's kind of bragging. No. It might be bragging on him. He's the one that made me. He's the one that made you. We're new creatures, or we are, or we aren't. If you're a new creature, you are made out of stuff that don't bluff. You are. And if you don't know that, ask him tonight. Get in his presence. Get a refreshing tonight and have him reaffirm it to you or tell you for the first time. Either way. You need to be able to say tonight, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. This needs to be your testimony. He said, that's what come from Calvary. Hallelujah. Don't bluff it. Don't receive it. So you just step aside and I'm moving on for Christ. Amen. You can see the red light go over the hill where you left. Amen. Amen. You see the headlights, or the taillights, sorry, right? As he's peeling out and taking off, he's getting out of there. There goes the red lights. That's all you'll see of him. God will take care of his own. God will take care of his own. God will take care of his own. I want you to say, God will take care of me tonight. God will take care of me. He'll take care of his own, and all things work together for good to them that love him. And it moves on. And let's stand tonight. Ephesians verse, chapter 17th verse. We finished with this this morning. We want to finish with this tonight. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of this calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward. The exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Amen. He's trying to get you to compromise. He's trying to bluff you, to get you to move off the word of God. But we're made of stuff that don't bluff. We don't compromise. We don't move off the word of God. We're made of different material than that. Amen. Because God's word says that his power is mighty to us. It's not our power, it's his power. Amen. We can walk in it tonight, brother, sister. Amen. Do the little things in faith. Walk in faith. They make a difference. Obedience unleashes the power of God. Obedience unleashes the power of God in your life. Faith has rewards. And the rewards are great. Exceeding greatness of his power to usward. So what's holding you back tonight? What's stopping you? What's hindering you? It's your decision. It's in your hands tonight. He's made a way. He's done everything on his part. He's given it all. Amen? He's purchased all of it tonight. Whatever you have need of, it's in your hands. It's in my hands. It's in our hands tonight. Amen. We can walk out in victory. We can live in victory. Or the alternative. We can live lukewarm. We can live indifferent. We can be defeated. Amen. It's our choice. Amen. Faith has rewards. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, pray, Lord, that you just bless this word, oh God, that went forth tonight, Lord. Lord, that you would manifest that power in our lives, oh God. And that we would surrender to your word completely, wholly, Lord, without reservation tonight. Lord, I pray that you would help your people, oh God. Lord, it pains me when I see Christians, believers, my brothers and sisters, Lord, struggling or becoming lukewarm, Father. And I know what the antidote is. It's you. It's your presence. It's doing the small things, walking in the small things, walking in obedience, doing what we're called to do. Lord, and then letting you do the rest, Lord. It's seeking and knocking and searching, Lord, and seeking you in prayer and seeking you in your word. And Lord, if we do those things, you promise, Lord, that we would be filled. And Lord, if we knock, it would be answered. And Lord, that no request, Lord, would go unheeded, Lord. That if there was a pull, oh God, that there would be a deep to respond to that pull. Oh God, I pray that you would just stir that up in my brothers and sisters tonight, Lord. Maybe those that are watching tonight, Lord, that you would stir them up, oh God. Lord, far too many have become lukewarm, Lord God, about serving you and about doing the small things, oh God. I pray that you just set them on fire again, Lord. Lord, we need to be united, Lord. We need to be a body that's walking in lockstep together in the unity of faith, Lord. Because we know, Lord, that that's your plan and your purpose for us. Lord, I pray that you would just help each one, Father, each individual, Lord. Lord, each one fighting their individual battle tonight. Lord, but we know that the enemy has bluffed some and he's trying to bluff others. But Lord, I pray that you would just open our eyes tonight. Open our eyes by faith. Lord, just as Moses, his eyes were completely opened and he saw the plan of God and he saw the choice so clearly before him. Father, may that choice be so clearly before us tonight. We can accept and receive what the devil's been trying to sell to us. Or we can walk in your word, Lord. We can by faith call his bluff and tear down the walls of the enemy. I pray tonight, Lord, that you would break those chains of the enemy tonight, Lord. Oh, God. That you would just touch your people in a mighty way, Lord. Hands that have hung down at sides for so long, Lord. They need to be lifted up in praise tonight. But they've been hanging down in weariness and they've lost strength, Lord. They've gone through battles, Lord, whatever it may be, but they're hanging down at the sides. Oh God, may they lift it up tonight to you. May it be a symbol, Lord God, of their souls lifting up praise and honor and glory. May it be an indication, oh God, as they press in, oh God, tonight. Press into that heavenly realm, Lord. God, to soar with wings of eagles. We're not meant to dwell down here in the things of this world and the things of earth, Lord. We're meant to dwell in the heavenly realm. We're meant to soar above these things, Lord. Oh God, I pray that you just lift us up tonight. Oh, bless your people tonight, Lord. Lord, as they worship you, as they bring a sacrifice of praise, I pray that you would just begin to move on their hearts, Lord, and change them from glory to glory tonight. I pray that not one would leave this place, Lord, the same as they came in. I pray that they would touch the hem of your garment tonight. May each one surrender to you and let you have complete control, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, sister, let's enter in and worship him tonight. Can we just do that for a little bit here? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You might have to fight a battle to press in tonight, but you can. You can choose to do it tonight. Amen. You can choose to receive a refreshing tonight. Surrender to him tonight. I surrender. Hallelujah. I surrender my life. I give it all to you. I surrender. I surrender. Don't just say the words tonight. Let's really surrender, amen. I give it all to you. I surrender. I surrender. Hallelujah. Lord, I surrender my life. I give it all to you. I know, Lord. I know, Lord, your plan for my life. I give it all to you.